Green Party Youth Celebrate Stranded Thomas Cook Passengers. By Chris Tomlinson on September 27, 2019. The youth wing of the Swedish Green Party celebrated the stranding of hundreds of thousands of air travelers following the bankruptcy of Thomas Cook, stating they should change or die. The Green Youth posted their comment on Twitter along with a screenshot of an article in Swedish about the bankruptcy of the major British travel firm, writing "change or die" alongside a smiley face emoji. The account posted a reply to the initial tweet in reference to the Thomas Cook subsidiary Ving, which operates out of Sweden, stating "Make Ving Afraid Again 2019. The collapse of Thomas Cook has stranded hundreds of thousands of holidaymakers across the globe. According to Reuters, which says that the British airline alone has around 135,300 passengers who will require emergency flights over the next 2 weeks. As Ving is a separate legal entity, it is said to be continuing flights despite initial disruptions earlier this week and is now actively hunting for new ownership. The German airline Condor also said it would continue to offer flights while speculation has emerged that the German government may step in and offer support to keep the company operational following the bankruptcy of Thomas Cook. Reports from earlier this week also suggested British taxpayers could be forced to pay over £100 million in order to repatriate the travelers stranded by the now-defunct airline. Thomas Cook had initially applied for an even larger £200 million bailout but was rejected by the government of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Members of the Labour Party slammed the refusal to bail out the company, which owes £1.7 billion in debt, in a move which would primarily benefit the company's single largest shareholder, the Chinese-owned Fosun Corporation. "We need to look at ways in which tour operators one way or another can protect themselves from such bankruptcies in future. One is driven to reflect on whether the directors of these companies are properly incentivized to sort such matters out," Prime Minister Johnson said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.